All right, Nate Ramsey, since Malcolm and Christian never come to the scrums, not that they're crushing it this year, so they probably don't want to come to the scrum. Let's talk about it. I did a podcast with Christian this week. It was pretty honest and open, like his struggles a little bit. And he qualified 7th in the last session. So I kind of thought maybe he turned a corner, but the main event was so-so for him. Let's start with Christian.
Yeah, you know, Christian's working his way through several different things. I mean, I think that ultimately he was off the bike for a long time, and, you know, he's been through a lot, you know, and mentally he's trying to get over the hump. And I think he's getting there. I mean, the name of the game is get him comfortable, and I think we've done that. He's much, much more comfortable. He's happy with the bike, and he's stacking good weeks now during the week. Because during the week on a given day, he'll be the fastest guy at Baker's Factory. So it's one of those things that he's got to figure out how to bring that to the race. And I just keep telling him, if you keep stacking good weeks, sooner or later it shows up on the weekend. And I think it's there. And, you know, mentally, I think he's basically, you know, we've talked about it. He's said what's bothering him, and he's basically owned it, you know.
Yeah, he's pretty honest in the thing we did, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's part of it. You know, you got to recognize it. That's the word I was looking for, recognize it. And then we talk about it and get through it, you know, and just keep stacking those good weeks. And
did you ever go through something like that, like in your career? Like, I mean, you had a lot of success in 250 Supercross, but maybe 450 days or something?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Off and on, I think I was one of those guys who had to prove it to myself each weekend that I was worthy to be there and, you know, be part of the, you know, the fast group or whatever. So I think, I mean, I went as far as when I went to a hypnotist thinking, you know, I'll try anything to kind of get that confidence and keep it, because it was like I'd literally get second one weekend and the next weekend I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I belong here or whatever, you know. I think it's pretty normal to doubt yourself. Some guys are just born with that overconfident, you know. I just wasn't me, so I can relate for sure.
He strikes me a bit of, he's a mental rider, like he's a mental, I don't want to say mental case, that's too harsh, but he's a mental rider for sure.
And when his head's in the right place and he's comfortable, I mean, it's obvious how good he is. So we're just trying to get him there and just trying to support him in any way that we can. And Alden's been great, you know, there's been tons of people that have been helping. So you just got to keep chipping away. It's a tough sport.
And I feel like in sport, talk about chipping away, Malcolm's been, like, say, 3 or 4 spots better than Christian and getting better now. And tonight he was all over Webb at the finish. So this was maybe his best race of the year?
Yeah, for sure his best of the year so far. I think that he's shown a lot of flashes, you know, of what he's capable of. And then, again, like just like I said, he's been really stacking some good weeks. For whatever reason, we had a tough December, and I kind of chalked it up at the time of, like, you know, everybody gets a little nervous or doubtful when it gets close to the season starting. But ultimately, I think there was some comfort stuff. And then, you look at him, and he's the same way. He didn't race for a really long time. So on top of all that, then he's got to sharpen up his racecraft and make better decisions and not force it. And I really think that tonight was he's been making steps in the right direction, but tonight was a bigger one. And you look at the result and you're like 8th place. But, I mean, he's racing real guys. He was with real guys, and he gave Coop everything he could handle in that final lap.
Christian mentioned maybe revisiting the frame test, going back to, we know the KTM guys running a little different ones than what they picked. Is that something on the agenda?
Well, I mean, it's pretty cool that we have that option, you know what I mean? And we're happy to do that. We did it with the guys, you know, right before the season started, and everybody kind of picked what they had been on, which is, you know, they've been on for a couple of years now, so it makes sense. So we'll go back, we'll talk about everything. There's other options too that we can do, but I mean he left here tonight saying, man, the bike was awesome. I was happy with it. You know, he's just got to work on a few things where, you know, mentally and physically, where he can push through kind of some of the sketchy stuff. I don't know. We'll see about that.
It's kind of fixed itself here lately. Well, no, let's talk about RJ real quick. RJ gave you some credit in the post-race thing saying, you know, Nathan came to me and said, hey, I'm the best fucking guy in this class. Go win this thing. He had a little bit of a rough day, and you kind of gave him a bit of a, like, you're the man. Like, prove it. Let's do it. And he did it. He rode great.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you need to be reminded, like, who you are. Again, I struggle with that. So, you know, I mean, RJ's, we all know he's capable, and he rides with you know, probably the biggest heart out there. So the thing is, Ben, like, sometimes, you know, sometimes put your brain before your heart, and it's hard to do, because I don't want to take that away from him, because that's what makes him so good too. So at the same time, though, when he struggled through the day, he just couldn't quite find his comfort. He's been really comfortable all year, you know. Yeah. And then today, he was good, but he just wasn't all there. And we made a couple changes. I think Hunter did a great job with the suspension changes, and he found it. He found his groove, and I mean, he locked it in at the perfect time. And I couldn't be. I mean, that was one of probably the cleanest races he's had.
I told him, you know, the old RJ might have thrown it away, and like, let's be honest, we love Jordan, but Jordan kind of made some mistakes. That could have been RJ. 2 years ago, he rode a really calm, composed veteran race.
Yep. Yeah. No, and you nailed it. I mean, that's what he did, and that's what it's going to take to bridge this gap and kind of continue in this fight. So I really believe that he has that in him to be able to control those moments. You know, this first part of the year has been pretty crazy with the mud races, and that could have went his way too. I mean, he was at San Francisco, he's moving into third place, and, you know, came together with another rider.
Yeah, but then San Diego was like, RJ, what are you doing? You got two turns to go.
Exactly. Now that's one. And I mean, the message from that is just like, if you don't learn from it, we're screwed. We're never going to get where we want to be. But if you learn from it, then it's okay, because we can take it to the next level. So I think he took that into heart, and you know, ultimately in that race, he was kind of in the back of his head. It was like, all right, be smart, track's gnarly, and he was riding too conservative. It's a fine line with him, because he does his best work when he's all in. So as soon as you take that from him, so we have to figure out how to walk that line.
I don't want to keep you too much longer. It's fucking cold out. He's really happy with his bike. Like, he has not been scared to talk shit on that bike before. And he's also not scared now to be like, man, we have found something. I'm happy. The motor's much better. So, yeah, you guys have done a good job there.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you know, from Austria to here, I mean, the Austrians have, you know, they put in a lot of work just to kind of get us, you know, bridge the gap. You know, we were down a little bit on power for sure, and we've definitely bridged that gap. And, you know, just the crew here, my crew, along with everybody at KTM, it's just been a good working environment of everybody kind of rowing in the same direction. And it's awesome to be a part of that and see the progress. And, you know, sometimes you don't see the fruits of all that work right when you want to, but if you just keep doing it, eventually it's going to happen.
We were making some jokes about you in the sense, okay, like, we're good now. Your 450 team's good now or better. I can't fucking believe what was going on to start the year. Like, the crashes in the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, first laps. I was making jokes on my show. Like, did Nathan Ramsey throw himself off the manager's tower? Like, I couldn't believe the shittiness that was going on with your two guys. I don't know if I've ever seen him like that, but both teammates.
I tell you what, it was a tough pill to swallow. And there was moments where I thought about diving out of that tower straight to my head. But I don't think that would get the job done. So I'd just
mangled.
Yeah, Not, I couldn't remember. Maybe I wouldn't be able to remember the night, but
I was just wondering, like, what the hell is going on?
I think Malcolm crashed twice on the first lap in the first three rounds or something. Yeah. And then, you know, he was like three or four laps down at San Francisco. And I'm all, keep him going. There will be DNFs. Like, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. And then no one DNF. No one. How's that even possible? Right. So, yeah, it was rough, but. I mean, the flip side of that, I guess, is Malcolm's such a good person and like, steady that he could find the good in each little moment. And we just kept walking away from each race. Okay, this part was good. Focus on that. Let's move forward. Because, you know, this sport's so gnarly. If you hang on to the negative, it's like a cancer, and it'll just eat the whole team alive. So I was trying to keep the crew motivated, not just me, but Tony, and Sean, just trying to keep the guys just in a good spot, and they're awesome. Yeah. They were. We had a tough year last year. I mean, think about our 450 program last year, and they all stayed positive, and it's just a credit to everybody, really, you know, just staying.
You guys are like 21st and 22nd, three straight mains to start the year. Like, oh, my God, I felt bad for you guys.
Yeah. Hey, to say I can't give you a lap time, he's not on the board yet. I said that way too much already this year. I don't ever want to say that again.
It's turning around. So let's go forward. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.